Okay, thank you. Well, good morning. And good morning, Holy Spirit.
Good morning, Holy Spirit.
We want to be more aware of His presence.
Amen.
And the more we commune with Him, the more we're aware of His presence. And we know that He's in us, and He's in us for a purpose. We are going to still be in chapter 1 this morning. We still have some things to deal with. We thought we were out of that chapter. We went through it last Sunday, but we're led back there because we feel like we need to establish some more things there, and we will. We want you to turn, if you have your books, turn to page 12. We're going to talk about the way to intimacy, personal communion, how we get intimacy with the Holy Spirit. That's very important. Also, if you have your Bible, I want you to be turning to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. That would be our backdrop scripture. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. I guess y'all said, Sister Mary, you're working us this morning. Books, Bible, yes, that's the way we will do it. Books and Bible. But I felt like we didn't give enough of how to do intimacy. You know, we tell you, oh, we got to have intimacy with the Holy Spirit, you know, and we just know that we are teaching a mature group, and we just somehow just kind of just went over that, you know, didn't deal with it as much as we needed to. And we're going to talk about, which on page 13, the results of communion with the Holy Spirit. But let's do our backdrop scripture first, which is 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His, yeah, I want y'all to say the key word, by His what?
Spirit.
Spirit. Oh, I like this group. Y'all, I mean, y'all talking out here. For the
Spirit
searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Okay, let's just stop there. And let's go back to our books. But that's our backdrop scripture, just letting you know how important the Holy Spirit is in our life. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to You in prayer, lifting up every household that is represented here this morning, knowing that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank You, Lord Jesus, that we are Yours, Lord. And Father, as we yield to the Holy Spirit this morning, and we say, Holy Spirit, teach us this morning. You are our teacher. You are our counselor. You are our all in all this morning. You were sent to earth to help us. And we lean not to our own understanding, but we lean to You, the author and the finisher of our faith. All these blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to study this morning about what ways that we can do to bring intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Now, when I'm talking about intimacy, I'm talking about spiritual intimacy, where it's spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. If you come in contact spirit to spirit, it's going to control the flesh.
Amen.
Your spirit should be your master.
Yes.
Your soul should be your servant. Your body should be your slave. He'll do whatever the master says. Mm-hmm. But if your soul is your master, it's different. But if your spirit is your master, it's time that we do spirit to spirit so we can be in control. See, your spirit can renew the mind. He said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your spirit can renew your mind.
Yes, amen.
And that's the best way to get your mind renewed, is to come spirit to spirit. Yes, I say things that maybe not in the book, that just the way I teach. It's not always fully from the book, but it helps you. So that's the intimacy that we're looking for, spirit to spirit. Your spirit with the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be the master over who? Over your soul and body. He'll do whoever's in control. The body go with whoever's in control. So we want this. Who do we want in control? We want the spirit, part of our mind, man, in control. And so we're going to find the ways here to personal intimacy. Once we have accepted the Holy Spirit as divine person, I'm in page 12. We can begin to acquaint ourselves with him and learn how to enjoy intimate communion with the Holy Spirit as we give ourselves to prayer and fellowship. Those are two things that help us to come into intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And I know you say, well, Sister Mary, I'm doing all this praying, you know. Yeah, but spiritual intimacy is just not you praying all the time, but you're hearing Holy Spirit too. I mean, communion here, we're talking about communication. Communication is not a one-way street.
Right.
See, a lot of time we pray, one way street. But the communion we're trying to develop here, the communication we're trying to develop here is two-way.
Mm-hmm.
You and Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit talking to you. One of the hallmarks of the early church was prayer.
Yeah.
Either they were coming from a prayer meeting, the only way to a prayer meeting, or all-night prayer meeting, praying for something. That was one of their hallmarks. And we could see how they weren't just doing all the praying. At every prayer meeting, you said, and the Holy Spirit said, and the Holy Spirit said. And the Holy Spirit was talking to them like a divine person. And that's what we want to interact in our life. We want Holy Spirit. You can come to prayer meeting, but we want the Holy Spirit to say what he wants to say. Because he has the divine plan of God.
Yes.
He said, I can take you deep because I know the deep things of God. And that's where he wants to take us. Where eyes hadn't seen, ears hadn't heard, neither have it entered into the... God has plans for each of you this morning.
Yes.
And it's not the plan that the devil is presenting to you. The devil has presented a false plan to us. We're going to always be this way. And it's going to always look... No. God has planned for those that love him.
Yes.
Amen.
But you have to get with him to learn the deep things that he have for you.
Amen.
Stop living surface.
Yes.
Come on out in the deep. That's what Jesus called his disciples. He said, come on out in the deep.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know when God wanted to reveal himself, we talked about this last week, when God wanted to reveal himself to us, on the earth, how did he do it? He did it in human form, in Christ Jesus. He did it in human form.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus wanted to reveal himself to us, how did he do it? What form did he do it in? Spirit form. I see y'all lip moving, and I'm reading lips. But one of the things that we are asked to do as Christians is to talk. He says, say. One of the things we get mixed left out on is our saying. We don't want to say. But when Jesus wanted to reveal himself to us on earth, he did it through spirit form, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
And what he is saying here, it's not the five senses can't receive it. It's not. That's how we operate in this world. He said, eyes hadn't seen, ears hadn't heard. He said, but the Holy Spirit will reveal
That's right.
these things to you if you allow them to. But if you're doing all the talking, Holy Spirit can't reveal a thing to you. And sometimes we get in there, la, 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 I mean, we're going back, and Lord, you know, I need this, and I need that, and family this, and family that, and, you know, that's just what we do, but we're changing things. This class is to change things, because God wants his people now to live from a different realm. We don't want to live outside the kingdom, but we want to really live in the kingdom.
Amen.
That's where we want to live. And we've seen that that was the hallmark of the early church. It's their intimacy in prayer and fellowship. Fellowship with the Word. They fellowshiped around the Word and with one another. When we fellowship with one another, it builds us up. When we come to this class, we are built up. We go out of here built up with something. But he wants us to fellowship with him around the Word. You know, I've heard great scholars say, well, I don't think we'll ever know what that means. You do. The Holy Spirit said, I'm teacher. I want to reveal it to you. And I'm just sitting, say, hold up, people. We got Holy Spirit. They said, no, we can't know what that means. We can't never know what it means. We're just confused on that. You don't have to be. I always, when I sit in this seat, I acknowledge Holy Spirit as teacher. Mm-hmm. So I do give him the space to reveal it to us. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be confused people walking through here. We can know what the Word of God says. Because Holy Spirit is telling you, I wrote that.
Amen.
I'm the author of that. I can tell you what I meant. You know, and we're like, I can't understand it. I don't have a clue. And he was like, hey, over here, I want to reveal it to you. And when Jesus wanted to reveal to himself, he revealed it in the Holy Spirit. It's God in us. When it was Jesus, it was God with us. But now it's God in us. And if it's God in us, he's still with us.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit is just as much as the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is the power of the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
We got Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So he's just as much. So what I want us to gather from this class, how valuable what we're housing.
Mm-hmm.
What we're housing. What we're carriers of the glory.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking for the glory. And the glory is going to come out of here. Out of our belly going to flow rivers of living waters. Out. You're going to see that demonstration. Boy, that's going to look very powerful. Some of us are going to be looking like Peter. We just go out even just for lunch and people get healed.
Amen.
Woo! Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
They see us coming out to lunch. They say, go get Grandpa. He's sick. Go put him, you know, so when Sister Porterfield passed by, glory, hallelujah, somebody can get healed. When Sister Candace go to work, somebody can get healed.
That's when the Holy Spirit is resting.
The Holy Spirit rests on us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's, just as he anointed, you know, Jesus didn't have no problem some of us have problem with this statement, mm-hmm. The things you see me do, you're going to do in greater than me. You know, we say we don't have a problem with that. But not in our natural mind. Mentally, we have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
He said it, and we accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But where we have the problem at is in the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see the fruit of that.
Mm-hmm.
When we see the fruit of that, then we know. Praise God. Keep it in your mental mind. Let it drop in your spirit till you see the fruit. Listen, this class is out the fruit.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what we're after. We want to see what we say.
Yeah.
And Holy Spirit wants to do the same thing. He said, I'm a revealer. I'm a revealer. I want to reveal things to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go into chapter 9 and discuss further. But we're not going to be able to do that. Don't even turn there. I'm running out of time here. So we won't even go into that. But we know these are two things to bring us into intimacy is prayer. And not the one-way prayer, but what kind of prayer?
Two-way
communication. You know, we live in a world of communication. I mean, boy, do we live in a communicated world. They're talking to the wrong people, though. We need to stop and talk to God. I mean, all night people just talking to each other in the midnight hours. What would happen if we stopped and reverse that thing? I mean, people be walking through the grocery store. I know it's not that important. They just talk about, you can just see their lips moving. And we used to say that was a crazy person when we were growing up. I mean, truly, we see a person walking, we say, and they talking to themselves like that. We used to say, something wrong with that person. But you can't say that now because of our open communication. Somebody's always talking. You know, we have to be warned, please don't text and talk. Texting is another way of talking. Please don't text and drive. Please don't, because the world is so communicated. But they're forgetting that we need to talk with this one and the Holy Spirit. So we know about communication. But we just got to get to talking to the right one.
Yeah.
Now this is personal communion we're talking about. Communication. That's what you do in secret. God said he will reward you openly. One of the person in even in the Old Testament that I think of, David did a lot of personal communication with God. And one of the impressive thing about David, before he killed Goliath, was that he killed the bear and the lion in private. Wasn't nobody there when he had to tell it. Nobody was there when, that's when he was just so, see what you do in your private.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was there to say, you know, or to even see that. But he did that to save the sheep. He was that concerned about the animals that he were taking care of. So we must learn that our private, personal communication is very important. It's very valuable. And it to be two ways, not one way. We got to get that two-way communication. Two ways. Okay. And communication and fellowship in the Word. Let me, because of my time's sake, let me go over into what you receive, the results, the next page, the 13, the results of communication with the Holy Spirit. What you receive from when you're communicating with the Holy Spirit, you're going to receive a lot. Now, we named all seven of these things: victory, revelation, protection, anointing, motivation, and ministry, and boldness. Now, I'm not going to be able to go through all of them, but I'm going to go through, maybe pick one or two or three out and go through. Let's do revelation. What I'm going to do is give you some snapshots of in the Word of God. I'm going to give you some snapshots of things that you can see. I wanted to go to the scriptures, but I'm not going to be able to do that for time's sake. The snapshot I want to give you about revelation, the Holy Spirit being the revealer, would be in Revelation, the first chapter. As John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. In the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he said, when he revealed Jesus to me. And that's one of the things that Holy Spirit said he came to do. He came to reveal Jesus to us. But when he revealed him to John, now John was his disciple that walked with Jesus, you know, that handled him and touched him. But when Holy Spirit revealed him in the book of Revelation, John was seeing a glorified Jesus. He said, this ain't the same one I ate with. And because what he did, He fell to his knees when he saw this Jesus in Revelation. He fell to his knees and he said, "Boy, I'm a dead man. This ain't the one I used to just eat with and, you know, run." He saw a different one. The Holy Spirit showed him a different, it wasn't a different one, but a glorified one. Let's say it.
Yeah.
He showed him the deep, okay, this is the deep, mm-hmm. I mean deep, one that he showed to John. John said, "When I looked at him and saw him, I hit the ground. I fell down. I wanted to worship, couldn't worship. I thought I was dead. I thought I was a dead man when I saw him in all of his glory and all of his, you know, he saw him differently." That was revealed by who?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wanted to reveal some deep things to us.
Yeah.
But we got to make that connection of him being a divine person. Another one we want to speak on, and I just enjoy this one so much, was Peter and Paul. And the Bible was having this little conversation. Peter was telling Paul, "Listen, we're kind of important men here because we ate with him, we slept with him, we touched him, we handled him." And he was kind of signifying to Paul that, you know, they had a little edge on Paul. Paul said, "You don't have no edge on me, because what I got by revelation. And I got just as much Jesus as you have, Peter." Peter had to back off. He said, "This man been with God too." But I like that, because we didn't handle him, we didn't touch him, we didn't do all that that Peter could boast about doing with him. Paul said, "I got just as much, even more, because I got mine by revelation." So this is the Holy Spirit revealing things to us. And I want to get one more. This one on page 16, boldness. Boldness. One of the things we saw, the snapshots we saw in the early church was boldness. That's one thing that the church is missing here, is boldness. Not this particular church, but the church as a whole. It's missing boldness. When we pray, we don't even pray for boldness. That's one thing we don't. But in all of Paul's requests, he said, "Pray for me for boldness." Not this, not that material, but pray boldness, that I may open up my mouth, boldness to say. And I believe we're living in a world where darkness is getting very bold. And if the church don't get as bold as a lion, we just sit back and watch it on TV and say, "Oh, how bad." We don't even speak back to what they say on TV when they say, "Well, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do it." We just say, "Oh, isn't that awful? Did you hear what they said they was going to do?" But the church needs to rise up in boldness.
Yeah.
Think about it. The church allowed one person to take prayer out of school.
Exactly.
One person. And we're a church, we're a body of people. We could have rose up and said, "Oh, no, you don't. This is not going." And we didn't have to go out and hold one sign.
Exactly.
We could have got on our knees. We have an advantage. This teacher we're talking about said classroom is open 24 hours. The Holy Spirit is open 24 hours. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. But because church don't even think we have to have boldness, we don't even preach about boldness. The righteous should be as bold as a lion. A lion.
Yep.
We should. The world is getting bolder and bolder and bolder. The church has got to rise and show boldness.
Yes.
And it is scripture that you can pray for it. Because Paul then prayed for it, and they were some bold people. The early church was bold. When they beat them and stuff like that, and told them, said, "You don't teach no more in Jesus' name. We're going to give you all a little beating that you're teaching no more in Jesus' name." They stood up and told them, "Hey, we're going to teach. You done beat us, but we're going to teach in Jesus' name."
That's right.
We're going to do it. And another Old Testament character that showed so much boldness was Daniel. Give you that snapshot. Daniel, in the place of foreign government, he stood up, stood against them, and saw victory every time. But I want y'all in your prayer, pray for boldness. Pray that the church would rise in boldness. This is our hour of boldness. The Holy Spirit communicating with you will make you bold. I'm out of time. Here's some other ones I wanted to go over in here, but I must be fair to the other great teacher that we have coming. But remember what you're housing. You're housing the glory of God. That's where the glory is going to come out, is out of you. You know, he had to come from heaven, you know, on the day of Pentecost. He don't have to do that. We got him in us. Now we must get that intimacy that we'll rise and shine and the glory of God will be seen on our face. We're not in this alone. I have to constantly tell myself, we're not in this alone. But we have help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a helper. He's a helper even for our lost loved ones. You put that radar on your lost loved ones. Say, Holy Spirit, convict them. Holy Spirit came for the lost too, as well as he came for us. He came to convict. He said, you can't even get to Jesus unless you come through me, unless I draw you. So why don't we just get on our hit list and give it to Holy Spirit. And that's Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Work a work in them. Convict them. Draw them to you, Holy Spirit. Because that's what he wants to do. But we must cooperate with him. We must know his value. We must know his purpose. And we learn him. We always knew he was a divine person. But we had no grid for it. Now we got a grid for it. And we want him to be that divine person in our life that can talk to us, can tell us things. Even protection, even the anointing. Oh, I wanted to get on the anointing. I'm way over my time. Come on.
Are you going to start with the anointing next time?
Bear, we got to get out of chapter one. We came back to chapter one just because of Mary's Lord request. He said, make your request known to me. So when you request something, I just go back and I just do it because you made your request known. Praise God.
Amen.